Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Thanks again to Congressman John McGuire for popping on for a few moments. He is out and about in the 5th District. Congress has done everything that it was supposed to do in terms of getting the federal government reopened. Just FYI, that's the fact. That's the fact. Now the ball is in the hands of the Democrats, and they can choose to open it or they can choose not to open it. So far, they're not opening it. I don't know exactly. Well, all right, I do know exactly. It's kind of sad. It's just pure politics, which really is kind of sad. But, well, what are you going to do? James River Air Text Line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Has anybody been traveling through RIC recently? RIC right now has decided they are not going to show a video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, wherein she talks about why the federal government is shut down. The federal government is shut down, just so we all know. This is indisputable, undisputable, non-disputable. You can't dispute it, is my point. I don't know which one is the right word anymore. You can't argue with this. The reality is, Democrats have voted against reopening it. That's the fact. You like it, you dislike it, doesn't matter. Those are the facts. There is apparently an airport spokesflack who said there were, quote, internal local, state, and federal concerns that are keeping them from showing the video, but would not tell CBS6 exactly what those concerns were. The spokesflack said the airport is showing a video of Noem at TSA checkpoints, in which she discusses the real ID law. Let's take a look at the airports which have decided somehow, some way, at TSA locations, they are above the federal government. Las Vegas International Airport. Portland International Airport. Seattle's International Airport, Charlotte, and three airports in New York. What do these things all have in common, do you think? They all seem to have a pretty far left wing bent to them, don't they? I like RIC. I think it's a good little airport. It's not a huge airport, but I think it's a good airport. I do always find it entertaining that we call it Richmond International. There's not really any actual international flights now. But whatever. Here's what the video from Kristi Noem tells travelers, quote, it is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. This is supposed to be played at the airport security lines. However, Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government, and because of this, many of our operations are impacted, and most of our TSA employees are working without pay. Tell me what is wrong with the video, and tell me why the folks who operate Richmond International Airport feel that somehow, some way, they are above the federal government here. That's what I am really honestly trying to figure out. Who is it over there that has decided they can make decisions as to what is aired at TSA checkpoints better than the TSA, better than the Secretary of Homeland Security? Capital Region Airport Commission, that's the bureaucracy that runs the airport. Let me see. I don't even remember who serves on that. Everybody, here we go. Okay. City of Richmond has 4 reps. Chesterfield County has 4 reps. Hanover's got 2 reps. And Henrico's got 4 reps. Were they consulted? That's what I'd like to know. Were the members of the Airport Commission consulted before someone at the airport decided they would not play that video? I just need a yes or no answer, that's all. And if the answer is yes, and the members of the Airport Commission went along with it, well, then you should reach out to the members of the Airport Commission. If the airport commissioners were not consulted on this, then I would say they probably need to be, and you should again reach out to the members of the Airport Commission and ask them to weigh in on this. There's nothing in the video that Kristi Noem has released and sent to TSA checkpoints around America that is untrue. You may not like it. If you are one of the far left-wing Democrats, as an example, Chesterfield County has that Jessica Schneider as a member of the Airport Commission. She's a far left-winger. She and that Dorothy Dot Heffron, if memory serves, are kind of pals. So I would imagine she's not happy with the video. Probably doesn't like it because it tells the truth. Stephanie Lynch from the city of Richmond is a member. She's probably not thrilled with that. Tyrone Nelson and Misty Roundtree from Henrico. Yeah, they're probably not happy with that video. But there's absolutely, positively nothing in the video that is untrue. I, for the life of me, cannot really wrap my head around the idea that the Richmond Airport folks have decided they can overrule the TSA. They can overrule the Secretary of Homeland Security. It's something that just does not sit right with me on this one. What's your sense of this? Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know what you're thinking on that. 804 says, Jeff, yeah, Jessica Mohawk Schneider, there's your suspect. Well, yeah, I can't argue with you on that. Another 804 says, wait a minute, Jeff, not international. Don't tell that to Bermuda Air. You're right. Yes, Bermuda Air is starting, and that will be our first actual international flight in a long time. And I'm thrilled because I want to fly Bermuda Air, and I want to head on down to Bermuda. I would love to head on down there. Yeah. Wow. David in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, you shouldn't be surprised. Yesterday, Richmond International Airport wished everyone a happy Indigenous Peoples Day on Facebook. That kind of shows you where they stand. David in Mechanicsville. 804 says, Jeff, please play the RIC videos audio. Yeah, our audio stuff is broken today, so we're not going to be able to do that. Maybe tomorrow. 804, Jeff, I worked at the airport for 25 years, and those people running that place run by a different set of rules, but they do love taking that federal money to do upgrades to the facilities. Wow. Well, yeah, it's bizarre. It is bizarre. Hey, Jeff, it's Jim from Hanover. I called Mark Warner's office yesterday. At least you get an answering machine. He takes a message, but little tiny Tim Kaney, he won't even answer the phone. He doesn't have anybody talk to you. He's just ducking and dodging because we all know both of them voted to keep the government shut down. That's right. All they've got to do is open it up and they can renegotiate their Obamacare package. Supposed to fix everything 12 years ago, right? They didn't fix anything. They just made it worse. Yeah. Yep. 804, Jeff, don't forget, Tiny Tim Kaine is just keeping up with his history. He shut down all of the rest stops in retaliation for not getting his pet tax increase. Yeah, that's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. As I recall, this cost Virginians money to both shutter them as well as to reopen them. It would be nice to know his net worth upon entering the Senate as compared to the present day. Mm-hmm. Ken in Chesterfield says, hey, Jeff, don't forget, Virginians were dumb enough to keep them in the Senate. Quite true. Quite true. Tiny Tim Kaine just reelected. Mark Warner, I don't know who's going to run against him. Everybody keeps saying, you know, we need Glenn Youngkin to run against him. Glenn Youngkin needs to run against Tim Kaine. I'm simply saying I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that Governor Youngkin is looking at the presidency. I think that's where he's focused for his next political effort. So, going to need somebody else to run for Senate. Bryce Reeves has thrown his hat into the ring. Jerm, we ought to get Bryce on. He's an old friend of the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Program 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We got our friend Craig Peterson. He's going to be joining us in just a couple of moments. Looking forward to catching up with him. What is the latest in the world of tech? How are we supposed to stay safe online this week? Because I'm telling you, every week, there's another threat, there's another danger. Go back to Slate and Rock. Might be an idea. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera will be hitting the airwaves, and I will be joining Rich at 7:35. I don't know what we'll be speaking about. Somebody sent me a note. Jeff, what are you guys talking about? I have no idea. And I'm good with that. I mean, I'm always happy to chat with Rich in the morning and find out what's going on and what's important the other part of the day. Doing a good job there. Make sure that you are listening to Rich again. The show starts at 6, and then I will be popping on at 7:35. A lot of people reached out to me and said, hey, we know that Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman was on your show. We didn't get a chance to hear it. He was on early. Is there any chance that you can replay that? Well, we've got two options here. We've got a couple of options, actually. Option one for you, go right now to newsradiowrba.com, newsradiowrba.com, and you can download that episode. You can then share it with your friends if you'd like. And I have asked Germ to try and find a spot. We must have one of those late afternoon 5:35 spots at some point. We'll replay because what the colonel speaks about needs to be heard, especially for those who are first responders. You know, that's my passion. That is my passion, is helping out first responders as well as members of our community with special needs. Those are my two areas that are most important to me. And Colonel Grossman is doing such great work continually helping first responders. And one of the things that I was so excited to share with him, he is part of the faculty for a special program. It's two semesters am I doing? I think it's two semesters, maybe just two tracks. But anyway, long story short, mental health for first responders and the military. And I'm really looking forward to that because it's something I've been trying to add to my repertoire. And he is one of the faculty members. He's one of the instructors. So I'm just stoked. I really am. The idea that I would just have the chance to sit back and learn from Colonel Grossman. You can't help but learn from Colonel Grossman, especially if you're a sheepdog, right? Some of us are sheepdog. That's our mindset. We're sheepdogs. Others are sheep, but we got the obligation to protect them. It's 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. I got news for you. It's turning quite pleasant. The sun is out. Little bit warmer, 67. Guess we'll take that. Sunday, just as a heads up, we'll be up around 80 degrees. Why? Because it's Central Virginia, that's why. But right now, the sun is back. Earlier today, man, it was dreary. It's nasty looking, but it's good. Good afternoon so far. I like that. We got an old buddy of mine, Michael Harris, is going to join us at 5:35. He is the publisher of Talkers, which is the Bible, if you will, of the talk radio industry. It has been the go-to paper of record, so to speak, for 35 plus years. And Michael is one hell of a musician, and he's got he's part of this great band that's been around since the 60s called Gun Hill Road. And every once in a while, man, they just come out with a tune, and it's just perfect. So Michael's going to join us for a couple of minutes at 5:35. Looking forward to that. You know what happens on Tuesdays at 4:35? Our friend Craig Peterson drops by. Generally speaking, with end of the world news, your computer is going to eat you sometime later today, and then your smart device will be chuckling at you. But other than that, it's all good. It's all good, and I'm always happy when Craig can join us. Craig, thanks for being here, sir.
Hey, you're welcome. Today is the day, by the way, that your computer starts eating you. October 14th is the end of support date for Windows 10, yeah. Although there are some workarounds, right? Microsoft says, well, if you sign up with our backup service, which we'll be able to see everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, we'll have all of your data, we'll let you get free support for 1 year, or you can pay us $30 this year, $60 the year after, $120 the year after that. You see there's a pattern here?
I do. Wow. Boy, they got some nerve, yeah. Don't they?
I don't get it. I've been trying to figure out exactly why. First of all, we know Windows 10 is buggy, but every piece of Microsoft software ever has been terrible. It takes them quite a few releases to get it straightened out, right? You apply patches and they may work. They may break your computer. You never know. It's like playing roulette. Mm-hmm. But then you don't patch because you're afraid Microsoft is going to mess things up on you. And now you have a vulnerability and you get hacked, right? So Microsoft in Windows 11 put a whole bunch of more of these security features in. They're trying to turn it into a real operating system. It was basically a bootloader way back in the day. But anyways, they're improving the security. And so now they're forcing everyone to half of the computers in the world get thrown away, or you have options. So a lot of the people that read my newsletter have already switched. They've gone to a Chromebook, and we've talked about that, Jeff.
Yeah.
Chromebooks, they're very safe. They're kept up to date. They don't cost much. You can get them for as little as $200. You can get them for $2,000. Kind of depends on what you want. Chromebooks, pretty good. From a company named Google, whose their theme is don't be evil. Oh, it's off
evil.
Their website. So
that's right.
Yeah,
don't
that's
be
what
evil.
It that's, yeah, that's yeah, what yeah. it used to be.
Yeah.
So that's one option that a lot of people have taken. If you're just trying to go online, do some web browsing, watch some kiddie videos, videos of the kids, grandkids,
right.
Whatever
yep.
it might be.
Yep.
Watch some sports events,
sure.
Listen to WRVA, whatever
you.
It is you're trying to do, you can do that with a Chromebook, okay? And you're going to stay way safer than any version of Windows, without a doubt. The next thing a lot of the people who read my newsletter have been doing, because I've talked about this one too, is switch over to a Mac. They are far more secure. They don't have... Microsoft, it's really interesting because Apple does have what you might call planned obsolescence. So your iPhone is going to be good for about 7 years when you buy a new iPhone. Okay. So that's a long time. It's going to get support. It's going to get everything you need. And at that point, they're going to say, hey, listen, we're not going to be able to support it anymore. So you should probably buy yourself a new iPhone. When it comes to MacBooks, it is similar. There's 7 to 10 years, give or take, that your MacBook's going to be good. And you know, with Apple's new chips, they designed their own chips, the CPUs. They're not using Intel. They're not using AMD. They're using Apple chips. These new chips are fast. I mean, really fast. Some of the fastest in the world. And they use very little power. So you could get yourself a MacBook Air, which is the least expensive of all of the MacBooks, and you could now have a computer that's got an 18-hour charge on it. You can sit there using it for 18 hours before it has to be recharged. It's incredible. Now, if you are doing, like Jeff, you speak at events, you yep. record video, you want to edit them, you're going to want to go to a higher level. The MacBook Air isn't quite going to cut it for you. The MacBook Pro will. But people look at the price and say, oh, my gosh, these Apple computers, they're so expensive. Yes and no. If you do a tit for tat comparing a Windows computer with the same grade, the same level, the same effectiveness of components, you compare that Windows computer with a Mac, the Mac's cheaper if you want to build it out. And nowadays with AI and everything else, Apple's got a bunch of little features built right into their newer MacBooks, and you can go and get an older one now, used, reconditioned. So that, Jeff, is what a lot of people are doing. They're saying goodbye Windows. They're moving one more that I forgot to mention. They're moving to either a Mac, they're moving to a Chromebook, or a lot of them, in fact, one of my longtime listeners, probably about 15 years ago, gave up on Windows, and he switched over to Linux. And there's a version of Linux that I like for people that are coming from Windows called Linux Mint. Now, the beauty of Linux Mint here is you can use a computer that's 30 years old, and you get patches, you get updates, you get features. And with Linux Mint, you can edit Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, not using Word, not using Excel, but using what are called open source projects out there and products out there that are known to be easily as safe as the Microsoft stuff and sometimes safer. And you never, ever lose support. So that computer that half of the computers worldwide that Microsoft wants to get thrown away, a large number of them, I think, are going to move over to Linux. And one of the nicest versions for people is called Linux Mint.
Wow. Wow. All right. Now, we've been through this so many times, and I always lose because I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But seriously now, Craig, how is it possible for me to have a 30-year-old computer and still do everything that I would ordinarily do on my Windows laptop? I don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, Microsoft Windows is, we have a technical term for it in the industry. Microsoft Windows, it a lot of memory, needs a lot of disk. Now, I'm not saying that a 30-year-old computer is going to be as fast as a new one, right? Okay. But Linux uses much less Linux in as little as 512 megabytes of memory without a real problem, right? Okay. So the older computers with less memory run Linux just fine. You're going to find that maybe some of the graphics, if you're a gamer, you probably don't want to go to an old machine. You're going to want to use a brand new machine, and Linux might not be the direction for you. But if you're just a regular or for, yeah, you're a little techie, yeah, and you're looking for a way to use these older computers, yeah, or maybe donate them to the school or have the grandkids play with the computers,
yeah,
sticking Linux on them is a way to go. I did that with an old Mac that I had, a really nice iMac,
wow,
but it was out of support. It was an old one. I loaded it up with Linux, and I gave it to one of my nephews. And he's really into computers and programming. So I loaded it up with all kinds of programming languages so he could write programs. I set it so it automatically updated. And so it's good for him now until the hardware fails in another 10 years.
Okay. Let me ask you this about the Chromebook. Let's say I'm sitting with a Windows laptop, and I think it's good. I think it's working for me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I've got stuff on the screen. See, I'm using these technical terms just like you do. But there's stuff hanging out there on the screen. How do I get the stuff from my screen to this Chromebook, since the Chromebook isn't really a computer in the traditional sense, right?
Well, it is. It does have local storage on it, and that has a lot to do with the cost of the Chromebook, if you want, how much local storage you want, et cetera, right? So a couple of different ways. You want to do it the easy
way. Yes, and you don't mind want to do it the easy way. Yes.
Okay. In Google, you don't mind giving your documents to Google.
Nah.
You could upload the documents to Google Drive, right?
Okay.
You could do it. Yeah, I agree with you. Is you can network your Chromebook, right? Because you're going to do it anyways. You're going to connect to Wi-Fi or something.
Yep.
And you can now share your files directly from your Windows machine or your Mac or your Linux machine. Because, by the way, the Chromebook is Linux. Don't tell anybody. And you can copy all of those files directly across over the network. It's really not hard to connect to computers that way, and it'll let you transfer any files you have. Now, if you have some special software for editing or something you need for your business, some specific accounting stuff, triple check before you move over to any of these platforms, because they may not be supported, right? More and more businesses are supporting their software in the Linux environment. It's just better all around.
Wow. All right. Well, I think it's definitely something to think about. Everybody who is, as you point out, with the death of Windows 10, unless you're willing to pony up. I mean, really, it's like the enforcer from Goodfellas came by and said, "Wow, that's a crappy old computer. Sure, it would be terrible if something happened to it." right?
Yeah.
$30 a year now, it'll be 60 next year. Yeah, I see exactly. Even I can do that math, Craig. That is disturbing to see that, dude.
It is. And if you're in Europe, no problem, Jeff. Europe, they'll give you updates for free.
No way.
Once again, it's like pharmaceuticals, right? We pay treble what everybody else pays. Yeah, Microsoft lets Europeans get all of these updates, but no. You Americans, you either have to give us all of your data or you have to pay for it. So there you go.
Wow. Oh, that's a major. All right. Well, Linux it is. All right. How do people get signed up for this newsletter of yours?
All right. Okay. So tomorrow I have a webinar free. We had a lot of people attend last week. We have a little series going on. Tomorrow is 19 ways hosers are breaking into your computer right now. What are they doing for phishing? We're going to go over the 19 different ways so that you know how to protect yourself. And you can find out about that and get my weekly newsletter. Just go to CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. Sign up there and hope to see you tomorrow afternoon.
I love it, Craig. It is always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. Thank you. That is Craig Peterson. And if you are looking at staying safe online, to be sure, making sure that you're not paying what sounds to me like extortion for support for whatever you've got on your computer, I would go right now to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. And then especially safety-oriented, make sure you're joining him for the webinar tomorrow. That sounds like a great deal of fun and loads of information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. General Motors says we're getting out of the EV business. Wow! Yeah, General Motors, let me give you the details here. I just came across a couple of moments ago. General Motors said they are taking a $1.6 billion charge. And as a result of that, they are eliminating $1.2 billion tied directly to electric vehicles. They will be canceling contracts. They will be eating other commercial costs, but they will essentially be getting out of the EV business. Toyota never went into the EV business, right? Toyota said, we're going to do hybrid. You remember what happened with all of the wackadoodles in the Biden White House and the weather extremist? Oh, we got to get rid of the chairman of Toyota. How dare he not go all electric? Guess what? Toyota was right. Right? Big market for hybrids. I think they're brilliant. I think it's a great idea. Pure electric? Nobody wants them, except as a novelty. It is great technology. I can't argue with that. But the EV market is collapsing because the artificially created and artificially supported EV market is going away, thanks to President Trump. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out, isn't it? Yes, it is. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera will be here. Richmond's Morning News. I'm joining Rich at 7:35. It's 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.